Thank you so much. One of the things that governments did was, one, to carry out massive sensitization with the ASM for them to understand that government is not after their tax, is not after their money, but to see how to develop their hand-to-mouth activity into a business model. So with that engagement, they were forthcoming. So government had to carry out biometric registration. Biometric registration, the government officials would move to a mining area and register each artisan in their location where they are found. So we had a biometric registration, so we know which miner is found in which region, so that we avoid the shifting, you know, that kind of movement where artisans move from one place and go to another without taking care of the environment where they have been working. So that also helps us to monitor their activity in a given place. So from that place, we had to encourage them to form groups, a group with a minimum of 30 participants, so that they are able to register for a cooperative that is a legal entity within the government. So through this process, government had to come in to help them buy the tools that are needed, the requirements, so to reduce on their cost. So government had to pay for some of the things that that are required in the entire process. But there was a part of their contribution as ASM, so they had a part to play, and that was only paying the registration fees. But the other cost, government was able to take care of that, so that they are able to run with the formalization. So with the formalized groups, government also went ahead to give them incentives so that it can attract others to come on board. So incentives such as the PPEs, some machinery to enable them, you know, increase production activity, and then also continuous trainings and technical assistance given to them. So that's the kind of model that we went out with, and we are continuously engaging with that. Thank you.